This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
There's only two ways to get your content seen in the world that I live in my brain. One, you spend money on it, and we've talked a lot about that. Facebook ads. I talked about TikTok ads for Jeff. We'll get to that later. The other is organic reach, because not everybody here has the money to spend on ads. The two places that you can get organic reach, and let me define organic reach. Organic reach is when you post something on one of these platforms, and because there's so many people on it, less than the people that are making content for it, the algorithm just shows it to people. That's why I've been huge. I'm always good. It's like real estate. I buy good real estate before everybody else, so I pay a better price. Right now, the only two places that are big that you can get organic reach, free reach, without paying a penny is TikTok and LinkedIn. Not Facebook, not Instagram, not Twitter, not YouTube. TikTok and LinkedIn. Pat should be making food videos on TikTok. Like literally, and by the way, he should be running ads to Atlanta, the state of Atlanta, because you can't target by zip yet. But it's so cheap that literally the very small percentage of people that live within a 10-mile radius of his two restaurants is still worth the money that TikTok charges, which is like a penny per impression right now. So, you know, the thing that you need to definitely focus on for sure is LinkedIn and TikTok, because your content will work on both places. Because that's organic. And then if you're gonna spend, it's definitely Facebook and Instagram. Look, you have a golden product. That's why you've gotten press. And your story is so remarkable. Like, I'm gonna use Costa Rican dog shelters as like a analogy in the future of like a dream. You're like a piece of gold. You just have to make videos and pictures all day long. All day long. If I ran your company, we would be posting 35, 40 pieces of content a day. Think about that. By the way, that's the thing I'm gonna want Mickey to do. I want Mickey to post 10, 7, 9 pieces of content a day for 3 years in the open web, not in a closed platform like you did in the Facebook group. That's why it's gonna be more than 100, because what's amazing about content on the internet is it finds people. You know, that's powerful. So I think you need to build a production capability, meaning a phone that makes pictures and videos. And then if you have the money, because I don't know if you do or you don't, you then use that money to target the people that are most likely to donate or help your business. LinkedIn's a big one for you. LinkedIn's a big one for everybody here. LinkedIn is now like Facebook 5 years ago.
How do you approach the type of content for LinkedIn, since it's a different market?
You'll appreciate this. You mean a different market as in Costa Rica or a different market as in it's a business market?
I'm meaning it's a business market.
People on LinkedIn, when they see dogs that need help, forget that they're there trying to get a job. Got it? It's the human psychology. You know, this is why it's a big product. Like Jeff, I'm sure, is not thinking LinkedIn's gonna be one of his most important places. I know it will, because it has organic reach. And right now, LinkedIn is like Facebook. You don't have to make business content. You can do anything. And people are responding. I have so many people selling gym equipment, selling t-shirts, selling, I think Julie would crush on LinkedIn. Like, and by the way, some of your content maybe speaks a little bit more to business life. Hey, you know how you travel and you eat like shit? Buy my stuff and put it in your luggage. That's probably a good piece of content for Julie. You know, and so that's where my mind goes.
Gary, yesterday on LinkedIn, there was a post from a guy in Philly looking for a sponsor for a Little League baseball team, and the CEO of Utz saw it and made in the comments section, "We'll put up the $2,600 that you need for it."
You know, and then as you know, because Utz is our client on the Sasha Group, I want us to make a video that starts with somebody typing the LinkedIn post, then us replying to it, and then the video showing it. For us, think about the full circle of everything.
Perfect. I think I'll go that.
That happens, James.
Go that route with the volume. Just one more question,
please.
Regarding, I'm trying to build a marketing agency for nonprofits or for causes. Regarding the personal brand, should I focus on building a personal brand for me and my team,
Are you interested in doing it?
No, not really.
So you don't want to do it. You just might think it's the right thing.
Yes.
So don't do it. But you have to build the brand for the agency.
Okay.
You gotta build one. Like, you know, a lot of people always think my answer is yes because I'm me. I'm comfortable at it and good at it and like it, so I should do it. But if you're more introverted, you don't want to deal with that, that's fine. Now, what you might have, like, for example, it's perfect, right? I've got Claude coming up next, right? Claude, let's say I was introverted, per se, but Claude was who she was. Maybe Claude would be the bigger face in our company than the next face. And maybe I would show up on her, like what you might be able to do, Daniel, is use somebody in the organization to be the face. And then maybe you show up on their podcast as a guest once a month because you'd rather be a guest or number. You see, you could play it a million different ways, my friend.
Perfect. But yeah, we need to create the brand.
The brand for sure. And you have to, and if you're not going to put it out as a human, you got to put out white papers, videos. There's two ways to do it. The camera pointing on you or you pointing the camera on something, but it has to do one of those two. Awesome.
Thank you. Gee, thanks. I already talked to everybody and we'll set it up.
Awesome.
Set it up.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, "Just started listening. I appreciate the transparency, no beating around the bush. I like how listening makes me feel like I'm just having a conversation with regular people." Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.